The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
AIB is warning people about a new rental scam where criminals pose as landlords on legitimate letting websites asking for deposit payments to secure a property viewing that doesn't actually exist or is unavailable to rent. The viewing is linked to a fake or compromised online property listing where the customer is directed to enter card or online details to authorise the payment. We're joined by Kat Clark, campaigns officer with Threshold. Kat, this is a particularly insidious scam and form of deception. How widespread is it, do you think?
Hi, Shane. I could say it's quite widespread. We see all sorts of scams here at Threshold. People can ring up and chat to our advisors and kind of talk through ads or interactions they've had via email or text with landlords or letting agents. And I can say from chatting to our advisors, we've seen lots of different types of scams. They're getting increasingly more sophisticated, that's for sure.
I imagine the fact that it's so difficult to get a property at the moment. People are willing to, you know, if they get a chance to get an apartment, they're willing to put down money just to make things happen. And it sounds like the scammers are playing on that.
Definitely. It is a very competitive market. It's very high stress trying to find a home right now. I will say, Threshold, we do have three tips, I guess, to avoid rental scams that I might outline for your listeners.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
So the first would be to inspect the property in person. I know, it's so high pressure, it's high stress. You want to act as fast as possible, but I think scammers are preying on that feeling of urgency. So take your time, see it in person. And even if you want, take a picture of the landlord or letting agent's photo ID, just to make sure you're dealing with the person who they say they are. And the second tip we would have would be use secure payment methods and a contract. So often we hear of people feeling pressured to bring deposit and first month's rent to the viewing itself in cash. Of course, that puts you at quite a risk. So we would suggest, you know, slowing down a little bit, looking at a contract, making sure the name on the contract, the name on the bank account is who you're dealing with. And also, if the bank account is a foreign bank account, that might be a red flag. Not necessarily a definite sign of a scam, but just something to consider. And then lastly, we would say to trust your instincts and also seek help. Again, Threshold is here. We're free. Our expert advisors are really happy to go through an ad and or the email interactions, text messages that you've had with the letting agent or landlord. I think having that, you know, third party there too that is knowledgeable to look through these things and identify possible red flags is just always helpful.
And do you think, and I'm not in any way criticizing the people who've got caught out in this, I think any of us would get caught out in this, but do you think you would spot red flags in the kind of ads that we're talking about?
Definitely. Our advisors are so knowledgeable. I know there was one recently that I was chatting to an advisor about. The person had gone to a viewing, whether that the letting and someone was posing as a letting agent and was asking for a deposit just to put in an application for the place. At that point, the renter was a bit nervous,
dubious.
And so they called Threshold. Yes, and we went through and we were able to look through the emails of the letting agent and the person, and we were able to identify that it wasn't an actual letting agent. It was a scam, even though they had this professional-looking email. They had a website even, but our advisors were able to kind of put on their detective caps and put their knowledge to good use and identify those scams.
So
definitely.
Them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, is there any point asking for ID and you know, taking a photograph of that ID? Are these guys so professional that they'll have some kind of false ID that they can show you?
I don't think they're all quite so sophisticated.
Really?
But it's worth putting in there. You know, it's one of the many things that you can do to help protect yourself. I don't think that on its own is going to do much, but taken with a whole with all of the our tips to avoid rental scams, I think it can help.
Yeah, going back to some of the tips you mentioned about asking to see the house first, is it fair enough to assume that a legitimate landlord won't have a problem with that. And if there is a landlord, in inverted commas, that does have a problem with that, well, then that smells trouble.
I think that does smell trouble, because I think a landlord, as much as a renter, wants to meet the person that will be living in their investment property, as much as a renter wants to go see the property itself. So yes, I would say it's definitely a red flag if a landlord or a letting agent is trying to rush someone through without seeing the property in person first.
My apologies there to you, because Shane has just had to step out for a moment. So there's no comeback, or what do people do if they have lost money in such a way?
I would suggest calling the guards and seeing what can be done at that point. I'm afraid that our advisors are really helpful and really great at spotting scams and helping someone avoid them and protect themselves. But in terms of recovering lost money, that would be a matter for the guards.
Yeah, it's an absolutely obnoxious and cruel thing, I think, to do to anybody just trying to get, I suppose, a roof over their heads. Thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Kat Clark, their campaign officer with Threshold.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.